KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies, 17 degrees in Atlantic. That is our overnight low. And good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. We look for sunny, partly sunny skies today and a high around 40. In the news, police in Red Oak report a Glenwood man was arrested Tuesday evening on a burglary charge. Officials say 19-year-old Christopher Lynn Young was taken into custody on a warrant for third-degree burglary. Young was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. Red Oak police were assisted in conducting an investigation into the crime by deputies of the Mills County and Montgomery County Sheriff's Offices. News time is 7:07.
The end of the year is kind of winding down here at Lindemann Tractor. A lot of guys have been trading, pricing. Got a great selection of used tractors coming in on the lot or will be here soon. Something that's been kind of hard to come by is front-wheel assist loader tractors. Recent trades at New Holland TS-110 front-wheel assist with a loader. Also, we recently traded for a real sharp little 5520 John Deere. It's an 04, 4,000 hours on it, a 541 loader. Real nice little unit for the guy looking for the front wheel assist loader tractor. In addition to that, we just got a real sharp T8030 New Holland front wheel assist tractor. This is a 235 horse front wheel assist set up with all the auto steer FM1000 monitor that the guys are looking for. Yields around here have been real good. The guys have been looking for tractors like these, so it doesn't look like they're going to be sticking around too long. If you're thinking about trading, give us a call here at Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
Authorities in Lenox said yesterday that a Taylor County man was arrested Tuesday on a charge of first-degree arson. According to the Lenox Police Department, 25-year-old Christopher Cameron of Clearfield was arrested at his parents' home. The arrest comes as the result of a joint investigation by the Lenox Police Department and the State Fire Marshal's Office and is related to a fire that occurred on November the 6th at the Lenox Motel. An initial investigation during the night of the fire, which was conducted by the Lenox Police Department, found inconsistencies relating to the cause of the fire. As a result, the State Fire Marshal's Office was contacted to review the findings. Cameron was subsequently arrested after making an admission about the cause of the motel fire and three other fires. Additional charges are expected to be filed by the Fire Marshal's Office. Cameron was being held in the Taylor County Jail on $100,000 bond. The Atlantic City Council will discuss and possibly act on several matters during their meeting this evening. The council will hold the second reading of an ordinance pertaining to a minimum maintenance code for residential properties. At their meeting on November the 2nd, Councilman Kern Miller suggested the ordinance, which is intended to curb the proliferation of dilapidated and dangerous properties, would not be enforceable. City Manager Doug Harris will inform the council that the city attorney feels it can be enforced through the city's municipal infraction code so that violations can be subject to fines and other penalties. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green will speak at tonight's meeting with regard to the possible conversion of public safety radios from the current analog system to a digital system being considered by Cass County. The new system being considered by the county because there is a potential loss of communication in certain parts of the county due to the implementation of narrow band requirements. If the county switches to the P25 system, Green said it would not be possible for the PD, county, and fire departments to communicate with one another over the radio. The system would cost the city a little more than $42,000. Green said if the police department is forced to switch systems, that cost should be paid by the county. The City Council in Atlantic tonight is also expected to consider and possibly act on the awarding of bids for the property at 706 Walnut Street and a resolution setting the date of December 7th for the disposition of city-owned parcels of land near the intersection of Olive and Commerce Streets and east of the Schulberg Recreation Area, Lake No. 2. The meeting begins at 5:30. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday approved the final payment application for the Northwest Water and Sewer Extension Project. Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm said the project came in slightly over budget, but only because of extra surfacing rock needed to restore driveways and roadways in the area. The intent of the project is to spur new business and industry development in the vicinity of the defunct Amazing Energy ethanol plant located off of Glacier Road just northwest of Atlantic by providing water and sewer lines to prospective clients. The original cost of the project was $482,141. The final contract price tag amounted to $483,223, or about $1,100 over the contract price. That also includes extra boring and change-out for a connection line. The county is paying for the project with tax increment financing on a recently constructed ADM grain bin, in addition to the local option sales tax. A local option tax will gradually be paid back as revenue from the wind turbines in the county and other sources will allow. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
The end of the year is kind of winding down here at Lindeman Tractor. A lot of guys have been trading, pricing. Got a great selection of used tractors coming in on the lot or will be here soon. Something that's been kind of hard to come by is front wheel assist loader tractors. Recent trades at New Holland TS-110 front wheel assist with a loader. Also, we recently traded for a real sharp little 5520 John Deere. It's an 04 4,000 hours on it, the 541 loader. Real nice little unit for the guy looking for the front wheel assist loader tractor. In addition to that, we just got a real sharp T8030 New Holland front wheel assist tractor. This is a 235 horse front wheel assist set up with all the auto steer FM1000 monitor that the guys are looking for. Yields around here have been real good. The guys have been looking for tractors like these, so it doesn't look like they're going to be sticking around too long. If you're thinking about trading, give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Beatrice Suplee, age 92, of Anita, died Friday at the Colonial Manor in Anita. A memorial service for Beatrice Suplee will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. John Venick, age 95, formerly of Manila, died November 7th in Missouri. Funeral services for John Venick will be this morning at 10:30 at the United Church in Manila, with the Odie Funeral Home of Manila in charge of arrangements. Ramona Mona Gail Peterson, age 83, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Massive Christian burial service for Mona Peterson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. The Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. George Raub, age 87, formerly of Audubon, died October 27th in Arizona. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for George Raub will be held today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Devonna Sackett, age 84, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Devonna Sackett will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Fairview Congregational Christian Church in rural Stewart. The Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Mary Geezer, age 79, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Geezer will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Don B. Thomas, age 93, of Council Bluffs, a former pastor and overseer with the Church of God of Prophecy in many states, including Iowa, died Monday. Funeral services for Don Thomas will be held Friday at 10 a.m. at the Hoya Kilmoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Doris Gipple, age 91, of Bridgewater, died Monday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Celebration of Life services for Doris Gipple will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Marcus Frank Gross, Sr., age 95, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Marcus Gross, Sr. will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Daniel J. Page, age 61, of New Virginia, died October 23rd. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Daniel Page will be Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Roland Raleigh Ackerman, age 97, of Idaho, died Monday. Services for Raleigh Ackerman will be held at a later date with the Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Melvin Eugene Snyder, age 78, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Private family burial of the cremated remains of Melvin Snyder will be held in the Quincy Cemetery near Carbon. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Timothy Dean Tim Ty, age 54, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Tim Ty are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Paul D. Hokenstad, age 72, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Services for Paul Hokenstad are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Lois Roberts, age 86, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday in Algona. Services for Lois Roberts are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.